can say no.
Tell me what you've learned most in Nobius. Like, what is the thing that's really helped you? Because it sounds to me like before you kind of weren't okay with yourself, or you didn't know you weren't okay with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've got to be okay with yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to just sit there and be with you.
I'm okay with myself. Before, I thought I was okay with myself. Like, I had made up my mind that I was going to be fat. That's okay. I thought I was cute. I thought I knew how to put on some clothes and throw on some makeup, get my hair done, and be fine.
Yeah.
And I got blood work back, and my cholesterol was up. I was like, I'm not okay with that. I'm a nurse practitioner, so I was like, I'm not having a stroke, because I agreed to just be okay with, I'm okay with being fat. I'm not okay with having my cholesterol high, right, when I know I can do something about it.
Exactly.
I'm not okay with being diabetic. I was pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not okay with that when I know I can do something about it. I don't know what that is, but I found your program at the end of December. I don't even know how. I think I Googled how to lose 100 pounds a whole bunch of times, and it popped
my
up.
My cursing podcast probably popped up.
And I thought I was okay, I think, because I could perform.
Right.
And now I'm like, I don't have to perform. I'm okay simply because I exist.
Well, see, and that's the difference. It's like there's settling, and then, but not knowing who you really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, you can be the same way, you can be the same person, but if you change your attitude about yourself, mm-hmm, you're no longer settling into it.
Yeah.
You're existing with purpose.
Yeah.
And you know yourself, and you love yourself, and you like yourself. That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. It's been such a huge transition.
I decided who I was going to be. Yeah. I was like, so at your 80th birthday party, what do you want people to say about you? And I just started writing that stuff down. Or what do you want people to say about you now? Like, what kind of nurse practitioner do you want people to describe you as? What kind do you want to be? And I started showing up as her. What kind of coworker do you want to be?
Yeah.
I used to come in the morning and people were like, good morning, Siobhan. I was like, uh-uh, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. Good morning to who? Ooh, you're doing too much. And I was like, no. You want to bring the sunshine? You want people to describe you as a joy to work with? Then you got to come in differently.
Yeah.
You've got to come in differently.
You've really identified who you want to be. That's so awesome. That is like the biggest thing that's really standing out to me for you is like you've, and I think it's because you've made the conscious decision to be who you want to be. And mm-hmm, I think that's what hoses people is we just kind of unconsciously fall into this version of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know that we're not asking the question anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We've just settled and accepted it. So
I have completely changed. One of my limiting beliefs was this thought. Already know what to do to lose weight. Mm-hmm. Already know what to do to a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, well, if you know what to do, how in the world are you going to open up your heart and open up your mind to learn something new? You don't know.
Y'all need to write that down.
And that's okay. That, like, it's so great to know that you don't know, because then you get to learn all this stuff.
I think that's the key, because people will say, I don't know, and that's what stops me.
Oh.
Rather than, I don't know, and I get to learn.
No, I was like, you can't tell me anything. I was like, you can't tell me anything, which is why I could not grow, because mm-hmm, you couldn't tell me anything.
Yeah,
I wanted to tell you all the things.
Yeah.
And it's like, Siobhan, let somebody pour into you. When I found your podcast, you seem so good. I was like, she's too good to be true. Let me look at the negative reviews. I'm going to find some negative shit on her.
It's always about the F-bomb.
I was like, F-bomb? That's it? Oh. Well, I can handle that. I was like, so she makes sense? I asked my husband, it was for your April group, I asked him, I was like, hey, this is how much it's going to cost. Should I do it? He said, Siobhan, you've already been losing weight and your whole attitude is different with the free stuff. So I think he thinks like an engineer. So he's like, I think the return on your investment will be good. I was like, for real? And then I pushed the video, your welcome video. And it's like you knew that I was scared shitless. You were like, I know you might be feeling all these different feelings. I was like, But I was like, you can do things when you're afraid. I thought I had social anxiety disorder. I told myself that.
Yeah.
Over and over again. So that's how I would act. I'm not nervous at all right now.
That's so awful.
Probably because I allowed myself to be nervous and feel like vomiting earlier.
Yes.
I lied on the screening question when she said, are you nauseated? I'm like, not nauseated. But I was like, I let myself be scared and just still just do. Just take one